This is Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. A very warm welcome to IRIB English Radio. This is Back to Reality, where we discuss the most controversial topics, the most interesting topics, wherein we have a roundtable discussion. Today also we're going to have something like that. I'm your host, Zainab. I have with me Fatima from California and Siddiqa from the UK. Assalamu alaikum to both of you.
Alaikum assalam.
Very warm welcome to the show. And today, since we are all women standing a sting around the table, let's discuss something about the women. Well, Fatima, when we search about the women on the internet, we really don't get some pleasant stuff all the time. What do you find when you search about women on the internet?
It will be mostly about like fashion and makeup. And I mean, if it was an Iranian website, maybe it would be more like famous women here in the media or actresses, I don't know. But in the Western websites will be mostly like fashion and just showing off the woman's beauty. Usually, I think that's the way it is. I mean,
there you go. Yeah. Showing off the woman's beauty. What do you think, Siddiqa? What's your take on that?
So I search a lot.
Right? Well,
I go on Quora. I don't go on Reddit, but I do read comments that come up on Reddit. I have searched. I go on Quora. I read comments that pop up on Reddit and everything. Unfortunately, I don't have a very positive outlook for what goes on in the world. Mm-hmm. I think women are now reduced to a very lowly materialistic life.
All right.
So I'll give you one example, right? Yesterday I bought a pair of socks, right? The socks have a relevance to a woman's neck and her hair? Not really. But there was a nice picture of a woman with her hair and neck plastered on the cardboard paper of a sock. And I was like, what connection does socks have with a woman's neck and hair?
True.
The concept is that women just have to be advertised for everything. Mm-hmm. You want to get sales, just plaster a woman's neck on it, right? Just get a woman who's either, I'm very sorry to say this, but semi-naked, mm-hmm. just post her on there, and everyone it'll get everyone's attention, right? One of the things that we used to have in the UK, and this used to be in the Sun newspaper, I don't think it happens anymore. For those who are in the UK, they will know, Sun newspaper page 3. Every time there would be a picture of a woman in very gladly dressed, rather. That newspaper used to sell, like hotcakes. Page 3 used to get a whole newspaper to sell. Sun newspaper used to be owned... I would classify it as more like a gossip newspaper.
Mm-hmm. And they've all been involved. Royalty news. They always have all
not
the royalty news.
Not only royalty, but I'm not sure if I would be correct to classify like the equivalent of Fox News in the UK.
Yeah.
But they do have some of those tricks. When I go on Quora and Reddit, you know, it's just like, I'll give you a small example of how women have lowered themselves. There was a story of a woman who... You know, a lot of these bridezilla gossips come up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, these women come on and they complain. And one of the women was like, my husband's family are all deaf, so they require sign language.
All right.
And now what her husband's family wanted was that they have a sign language interpreter so they can follow through with the marriage. And this sparked into a massive fight between her and her husband if you can have a sign interpreter on the stage with them. I mean, it's just a sign interpreter. He's not going to come. It's not going to break your vows if you have someone to accommodate someone who can't
to
function as you.
True.
We don't need to create everything into this huge drama just so we can satisfy a small part of our ego. So women, unfortunately, we have lowered ourselves to this materialistic, egoistic life. My wish, my life, what I want has to go. And I really don't care what you want.
And so many hashtags, you know, my body, my life. It's my, like, I don't want to be oppressed.
Yeah, so it's like my body, my life.
Stuff.
My body, my life works for naturism, which is basically accepting nudity.
True.
But my body, my life doesn't work for the hijab.
True.
That time we have to interfere.
They never think
interfere.
Of it at that time, yeah.
Yeah, at that time there is no my body, my life. But when it comes to nudity, which would please a lot of people, then my body, my life, you know, let's go wrong with the slogan.
Like in France, it's illegal now for them to be wearing hijab, and they were having all those... protests. It's just ridiculous. But then their nuns, their Catholic nuns, have a hijab, which is, I think, some of them even more strict than our hijab. They're fine, but not the Muslim. I didn't get it. So it's just, they're just,
it shows their hatred
for hijab. That people who choose it, people who want to wear it, should be able to wear it. Nobody should be forced to wear it, but everyone who wants to wear it should wear it. So it shows they have a hatred for modesty, and also Belgium, and I think some of these other countries, you know.
I think Islamophobia plays a great role over there. We'll be back after a short while.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Well, Fatima, I'll tell you, I was just going through one of the videos on the internet, and I saw a boy doing so many struggles, making jokes to gain the viewers, to gain the followers. Mm-hmm. In case you want to earn a number of followers in a very less number of days, you don't need to do anything. You need to be a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think it's said like that? If you're going to washroom, take a selfie. Yeah, if you're going out of washroom, take a selfie.
Or in
if
the you're TikTok going,
whatever
videos,
you're doing from
all these TikTok videos, yeah.
Exactly. To gain
for
followers.
For the physical attraction, I mean, just to posting all the, especially the young girls, they always want to post wearing the makeup and attractive clothes. It's just people are lonely. People are out there looking around. It's just physical attraction.
Well, Siddiqa said that women have been lowered.
I think because woman's beauty is more beautiful when she's modest. I mean, that's the examples we have from Hazrat Zahra, salam alayha, Hazrat Zainab, salam alayha, all of their modesty. But when you can just see all the beauty, it becomes like cheap, you know, it's like she loses her beauty. But I think women have been tricked into this, that I need to get attention. This is a way for me to get higher self-esteem. Unfortunately, in the West, the girls are taught from the early childhood by their parents, even by their moms, which is the most sad, and everyone in the society, that to get high self-esteem, to get successful in this life, you need to be able to attract men, even as young girls. And it's so gross. But like,
so
those of us
taught.
That are raised Muslim, like in my time, they were kind of more strict. Nowadays, a lot of the Muslim families are not as strict about the hijab. But at that time, they were more strict in the U.S. We had a really strong Shia Muslim community, alhamdulillah. That time they were more strict, but nowadays I'm seeing a lot of the fathers, they're not even teaching their kids, their daughters, as much about hijab as much. So the girls are not understanding. And I'm seeing this whole thing nearby countries. My friend from Lebanon said that there's girls who are wearing hijab, but then that's a different topic maybe, and they're putting makeup and making the hijab like attractive. The hijab is supposed to be there to not to attract, but they're making it like an attractive and like all these different, it's okay to look nice. We should look nice. No one's saying you have to be like full face veil and just sitting in the house and never leave the house, you know, and you can look nice wearing hijab, but it's not supposed to attract. And so they're making it like this attractive hijab. And then for the people who don't know about Islam, they're not Muslim, they're really taught to, you know, this is a part of the self-esteem and the success. And even in the career, in the workplace, a lot of places they will not hire. I experienced this in the U.S. They will not hire you just because of the hijab. And they say, we don't have any discrimination based on religion, all of that. They do. They'll sit there and say, come for the interview. They're so excited when you talk on the phone and like come right away. You come there, you know, and I would wear like even like I'm not wearing chador, you know, like a nice jacket and pants and full covered and nice scarf and everything. Okay. We're not hiring anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
They will be direct. And so this is a discrimination, unfortunately. And I think it's just really sad. I mean, this is what's taught to the girls.
Well, since you're from California and you have witnessed all that discrimination, unfortunately. Yeah. Coming to you, Sadiqa, I have, since I belong to India, I have seen the Bollywood industry, maybe you guys know, is so
and
much.
They had all
like
this problem
India
against
is
hijabi.
Known for its
recently
Bollywood,
in
you
India,
know?
I saw they're discriminating on the hijabi ladies so much. Yeah.
Well, apart from that discrimination, we always have that.
Yeah.
India is known for its Bollywood industry and Bollywood.
Yeah.
In the previous days, like when I was a kid, if a woman was less stressed if a woman was if she was selling her body or kind of that. It was shown as a very bad thing those days in the films or movies, or even we have so many songs, the Indian songs, which say like, as the time changed, the clothes of the women got lessened and all. So we had these songs which kind of were against this changing trend that
women are getting. Yeah, I noticed some of the saris are more modest than others. Yeah,
true.
The
sari, so we had this. But as the time changed, we have a porn actress today. As a Bollywood actress today, a porn actress was got into the Bollywood industry and now she's doing the maximum number of films than the normal actresses. And the normal actresses who were doing films in the 90s are today marrying the businessmen and all to move on. Because the porn actors are being got into this industry now. What do you think, what changed in between? That something that was not considered to be modest yesterday is now considered to be a very bold thing. Well, you are listening to Back to Reality. Here we need to take a short break.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Since I'm from India and I was also in the media industry for the past 10 years now, so obviously I also got those offers and I was told if you remove hijab for a movie or for any other thing, you are more bold. They challenge you that to be bold, you have to actually remove your hijab. So where do these concepts arise from, that you are a bold lady if you do not have a hijab, if you're showing off?
This is a personal opinion. I think that initially the way women were treated in society, there was a lot of suppression on them. There was a lot of downtrodden on them.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, something burst in them. And, you had this whole revolution of the women coming out.
Feminist
and asking
revolution.
For the basic rights. And Islam had already given these rights. But we know that these rights, let's face it, culture is not religion. And you come from India. I have an Indian background as well. And let's face it, the way we treat our women within culture is not representative of Islam in any way. We really put them down. One of it is forced marriage, right?
True.
Islam doesn't allow it. But in our culture, it's absolutely what my father says, you have to do it. A topic for another day.
They had it here too, but it was more in the past, yeah.
Yeah, but because there was such suppression and then something broke and women broke up and they started asking for their rights. Fine, good, right? You deserve to be. But then somewhere along the line, they lost the goal of feminism.
They lost the track.
Yeah, feminism is not about showing off as much flesh as you want or getting what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes if we just go back and start redefining feminism to mean the best for a woman without lowering herself, right? Today, a porn actress is allowed to be a porn actress because it means she's able to express herself. My dear, you're not expressing yourself in any way. You are just lowering yourself for the mere pleasure of, someone watching on the other side. And we know this happens. It's not a secret. What happened now, when it comes down to this whole idea of being bold, it's more about we started normalizing this whole trend.
Mm-hmm.
Women appearing as porn actresses, women appearing in Bollywood, hijabi women on
Instagram and other things.
Not Instagram, and also hijabi women on fashion shows.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Going, wearing fashion, of wearing clothes that are, there is a fashion statement while having a hijab. And we started normalizing all of it. So slowly, as we started normalizing, those boundaries started getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Now, obviously, being a porn actress is normal. It's not, it's bold, considered bold, because now you're going against the status quo.
Mm-hmm.
Because we normalize going against the status. A woman's honor is not how much flesh she can show. It is in herself, like, going back to Jawadi Amuli, Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, who's a scholar in Qom, he has written a whole book on hijab, right? And Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli is a philosopher as well, one of the best today. And he writes hijab from a very philosophical perspective. And one of the statements, that one of his quotes that I remember right now, and I'm not quoting exactly from the book, but I'm just giving a point about what he says. He says, the hijab is not the right of your husband that when he says you remove it, you remove it. It's not the right of your father or your son or your mother. It is haqqullah. It is the right of Allah that he has given you. Mm-hmm. You have to take care of it. True. It's for you. It is something that belongs to you as a woman. It is your connection between you and Allah. It is your connection. It is your means of spirituality towards Allah.
Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much, Sadiqa. Thank you so much, you're Fatima. Welcome. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIP English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
يا الله يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمة رزقك يا الله يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا التي أما رايزك لتصيد ليلتك وانسكت.